bangers.
Here we go. Hags is here. Derby 51. Yeah. By the way, unless we have a derby final this year, we'll have that sequence of even number derbies broken.
Yes, 51. So we're only going to have one this year. Yep. As you say, maybe a final, which is...
But that count in the list of derbies?
Clearly. A final, derby final.
We haven't had one yet, have we?
No, no, that's why we've got an even number. You're whereas the showdown boys have got an uneven number. They, Adelaide and Port Adelaide have had a final, just the one, yeah. Mm. Look, we are way off track again once again, everybody. I really apologise for how this happens
every morning.
Look, hello, Stephen. AFL circles were just swirling last night. There's another change. Yeah. And we've said all along, this, we suspect, is why the AFL guys are holding off giving us a set of fixtures for rounds 2 through to 5. Mm-hmm. Because it can just move. You know what it reminds me of over and over? It's like trade time, where you just think, God, you wake up and there's a new piece of news, and last night it was all announced. The AFL circles were just swirling late yesterday and into last night that with the South Australian government releasing some of their restrictions on Port Adelaide and Adelaide, for instance, that they will play a showdown in round 2 before going to any need to go to the Gold Coast. So it changes for them. So the local boys, Fremantle and West Coast, were saying, well, now there's the prospect that we will have our derby here for round 2 also before anyone has to go on the road to the Gold Coast to play an even lesser trip away number of fixtures. So they might go there to just play 2 or 3 games, for instance, after getting a derby here. This will grow as a story across today, I suspect, as to whether it is going to take place, because as we continue to say, everyone, the AFL are holding back, and this is part of their reason for the stalling on the fixtures. To wait and see what is closer to the restart time of, they've declared, you know, the June 11 restart time. That's a Thursday. And then we follow through from that weekend, 12, 13, 14, and where West Coast and Fremantle will play. They're holding back because they need to see, because this is a moving feast that can change so quickly.
So what's your feeling? Yes or no?
Yeah, I'm getting a strong impression, yeah. Particularly with what's happened in Adelaide. Mm. And they want to restrict the time. And we broke the figure yesterday of $4 million was the estimation for the 4 teams from the western part of the country to go to the Gold Coast to spend 3 and a bit weeks there. And Adelaide and Port were going to even extend that and go earlier because of the restrictions that were released yesterday. Yeah. So you suspect now, Millsy, as you're saying, you get that feeling, Derby to restart it here, Derby 51, perhaps for round 2, and then. But we still haven't absolutely seen it. So we're not saying it is going to happen. It's not what we've heard. What we've heard is that it could well happen.
And the WA-based AFL panel members would do that game and then fly east as well. Would that be
so
the way
West Coast and
umpires,
umpires?
Oh, I'm not certain. I think they're still... We had a query, and I reckon it comes up regularly. What about the umpires? We had a query last Saturday morning, and Dean Margetts notified us via text that he still doesn't know. So the AFL umpires are still waiting, but they're waiting on the fixtures as well. Mm. So whether they're going to be in Perth, or do they have to fly a whole troop of umpires into southeast Queensland?
Right, yes. So, but the point being, if you were flying umpires in here,
they would,
then they'd have to get here 2 weeks early,
we've got
early,
the umpires
they?
Here. We wouldn't need to come... We've got umpires here, but there's not as many up in Queensland, but the restrictions aren't as tight up to there. So, look, the other one that was swirling around late yesterday, and we might cause a bit of grief because there's not a lot of reaction to my chase to try to confirm this, but the WAFL, so the WA Football Commission and the WA Football League in conjunction have set sights for a 2020 competition start. Now, there's not a restart, remember, everybody. July the 18th.
No, they haven't even started.
The waffle hasn't even started. And they were going to have to wait and see what sort of funding was available for how they started and how much of a season. But there was an urgent, unscheduled president's hookup last night at very short notice. So this is what we think we know. July 18th, it's a Saturday, clearly. It is clearly dependent on the government and medical authority approval of all of this. Mm-hmm. But an 8-game season... So 9 teams, no West Coast, Peel will participate. Finals and a final 4 system only.
Okay.
So that's the top 4.
Will they be televised?
Oh, well, only you'll know that.
Right.
Okay. Maximum cap of just $6,000 per team. $6,000 total. Now, that's for players' payments, coaches' payments, all support staff payments. Jeez, okay. $6,000.
Yeah, that's probably a little less than what CB play their players normally.
Each player.
Each player.
That's right.
Now, the WA Football Commission is being asked by the presidents and by the Waffle Clubs to pay for the finals.
Right.
So, but and so no crowds for all of this.
Eight games isn't very much for finals.
Can't they get
two rounds in?
No, because of the expense. See, clubs like West Basil here, who runs Channel 7 and tries to run West Perth, you know, poles apart. West Perth, you know, the reason it's $6,000 is because they've gone to the lowest common denominator. I mean, some clubs are saying, well, we can't afford to pay.
Yeah.
And others are saying, well, we've got to pay them something. So now, and so that urgent president took up last night, they have to give it the vote of approval for it to go ahead. But I think that will grow as a story across today as well, the waffle setting. July 18 is a restart.
All right, Hags, we've got a lot more we want to talk about to Hags with. 9221 882. Why is Justin Langer running 100-100s anyway? I want to get down to the bottom of that. 9221 882. Do you want the waffle back? I mean, is there any point in playing the waffle if there's nobody can go and see it?
Well, do you have a Sandover medal in an eight-game season, for instance?
Don't know. I mean, probably you have a premier, but do you have...
Oh, I think so. If you're going to play, if it's going to have integrity, it's got to have what it has every other season, irrespective of how it has it. Mind you, you might have a better five-way tie
after
round eight.
This is here. Hags, did you see... What did you make of Justin Longmuir's comments re Jesse Hogan?
Oh, clearly this is a setup. Because you know I know a lot more. No, please. What Fremantle are saying at the front end and what's going on with Jesse Hogan are two separate things.
All right. So, again, I ask you the question. What did you make of what Justin Longmuir
said? Well, what I make of it is that's what he has to respond in a very polite, supportive manner. Okay. It's part of the welfare.
All right. So when he said he's a good chance to play in round two.
Play in round two?
Yes.
I nearly choked.
So you don't think he could play in round two?
No.
Do you think they'll take him to the Gold Coast?
I'd be surprised if they do.
Mm-hmm.
He'd be a risk. I mean, he's just clearly a behavioural risk. He's got his own personal psychological issues that Freeman will know all about.
They say he's getting better, though.
Yeah, well, they have to say. What can they say publicly, Basil? Please, some of you people know what's going on behind the scenes before you continue to report this sort of stuff.
Well, hopefully he's okay. Now, Justin Langer's pulled a hammy, has he?
And once again, I have not wanted to buy into that Jesse Hogan issue. You blokes have brought that up. And I feel as though you just keep setting me up for these because you know I know more.
The coach of the Fremantle Dockers was on the news last night, and
he said he's
going well and he's a good chance to play in round two. And I just said to you, what do you think?
I don't believe that. Okay. So, look, AFL fitness conditioners will be the priority in player welfare with indications for travel interstate and AFL matches. Now, the AFL doesn't rule out on short trips that they'll travel and play and travel back home on the same day. That can't apply to the WA guys from here or even flying into Perth. So there has to be something, you know. But if it does, I think too much is being made of this because there'll be charter flights.
Yes.
There'll be planes that are actually set up with facilities for them to be quite feted and well looked after. So it'll actually be quite healthy. It'll be very, very sterile. It'll be part of this the stringent testing and controls to not allow anyone to mix with the community, etc. So I think too much has been made of it. But the AFL conditioners and fitness and conditioning staff are just pivotal to all this.
Big role to play.
Because there'll be a lot of injury attrition through everything they do. As soon as they intensify, and this is where I come back to a Hogan, for instance, who all he's been doing is jogging, shuffling little laps around Troy Park. He's naturally going to look all right. And the poor reporting is that he looks fantastic. He's not conditioned enough for AFL
standard footy. What happened to Justin Langer?
So many others. Justin Langer bumps into a bunch of West Australian cricketers and they say, we've done our 100-100s. Now, this is Justin's trademark. He's tried to do it. At nearly 50 years of age.
Yeah, how many did he get to?
79.
Number 79 of the 100-100s.
He got out 79 100-100s and pinged a hammy, so he's 21 short of another 100, Justin Langer.
Badly?
Please. Yeah, I think he's done for a while. He won't be playing on the Gold Coast for West Coast.
Hags, I've missed you.
Well, and that was a setup, but I do know that what West Fremantle are saying at the front end is different to what's happening in the background.
He looks pretty good.
He has to say that publicly.
And he's a chance.
He has to say that publicly. No chance.
8 o'clock.